Hello, good morning. It's like 11:30, but I slept until like 10 today, which was really surprising because I've been trying to sleep in recently, and literally like Saturday night, me and my friend went out, Cheyenne of course, and we got fucked the fuck up, and I literally like woke up at 8 a.m. the next day. I'm like, are you fucking joking me? Like, I was wasted. I threw up the next day, which the last time I threw up was my birthday in July. And, like, I really do not be, and the time before that was, like, probably my birthday the year before. Like, I really do not be throwing up. Like, I will get super fucked up and, like, not remember bits and pieces, but like that's like my most drunk nights. If I throw up, like I think it's mostly whenever I'm mixing a lot of crazy different shit, and I was drinking, oh my god, I was drinking vodka, I was drinking tequila, oh my fucking shit. And then we went to this bar that our friends work at, and this friend Nathan is always serving us Rumple. He's always like, please take a Rumple shot, please take a Rumple shot, like let's take a Rumple shot, let's take a Rumple shot, and only wants to fucking drink Rumple. And so disgusting. But yeah, I took a few Rumple shots because yeah, I don't know, Nathan said so, so I was like, fuck it. And then I also had like this, like, I don't even know. I was trying to tell him, I was like, I'm so drunk, but I used to get this one drink when I came here and I don't know what it is. And I was like, it's not cherry limeade because I don't really like cherry. And I was like, it's something strawberry. And so he was like, I can try to make you like a strawberry limeade. And I was like, fuck it. And so I don't even know what he put in there. I feel like probably vodka again. So yeah, I just had a lot of different things to drink that night. And so the next day I woke up and I was feeling like fucking ass, and I was like, usually if I wake up drunk, like I'm just dehydrated, so I just like drink a lot of water and I'm good. But I kept drinking water and I was just not feeling any better at all. And so I kept on, I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna throw up, like I really can't tell, but I feel like fucking asshole. And so I didn't want to drive home because I was like, I don't there was one time I was driving home and I had to literally pull over, open my car door, throw up, close my car door, and keep driving. Like, I wasn't drunk. I was not drunk. Let me be so clear. It was like the day after and I was just hung the fuck over. And yeah, so I was like, I'm not gonna do that. That was so disgusting. And yeah, so I don't, but I like pretty much just threw up liquid. It was really gross. Like, I'm glad we're talking about my fucking throw up right now. But anyway, yeah, I don't know how I got to that. Oh, because I woke up early. Yeah, so today, yeah, I don't know the last time I fucking slept past like 9. But today I did. I woke up a couple times because I don't know. Like, I woke up a couple times, but I just kept my eyes closed and yeah, made myself go back to sleep. And I ended up sleeping till 10, so it's really nice. So yeah, I woke up, I took a shower, I started laundry. I took my comforter out of my duvet because I'm gonna wash my bedding today. Yay. My mom made this, some kind of salad, I don't know what she was calling it, but it was good, so I ate a little bit of that, and then, yeah, I guess here I am. Oh, I played with my cat a little bit. She was feeling crazy today, which is terrifying, because I saw that whenever cats are about to die, they, like, start playing around and start doing all this shit, and I'm just like, shut up, bitch. But I'm like, she's only 10, like, 10-ish, I think. But, yeah, I'm like, you better not be fucking about to die. I don't think she is. She doesn't act old in any way. Literally, my only reason for thinking this is because she's playing. But, I don't know, like, maybe she's just fucking having a good day. Like, damn. So, anyway, here I am. I have my tea that I made last night, and then I fell asleep before I finished drinking it. So I drank some last night, and I'm drinking some today. Yeah. And, I'm procrastinating, I guess, because, God, we're fucking talking about boys again. And the more I think about it, the more I don't think this is the last episode of this. And it's driving me fucking bonkers because it's like, bitch, are you insane? Like, are you literally insane? How have you been, like, sexually abused this many fucking times? And it's like, my whole life, I've thought I'm fucking crazy. I'm like, I'm the common denominator. There must be something fucking wrong with me. Why does this keep happening to me? It can't be really sexual assault because it's like me every time. And then I take a step back. I read Glennon Doyle's work. I listen to other people. I read this and I hear this and I listen to this. And I think, no, I was just a girl who had big titties. That's literally it. Which it doesn't even take that. Like, it's just crazy the statistics of how many people are sexually assaulted, like, in their lifetime. And it's like the statistics. I don't really like statistics because they pick people out who they're gonna base these statistics off of. And so it's like, it's just fucking crazy. Like, if you really, like, that's really not the case. Most people I talk to ever, like, at some point have been sexually assaulted. And yeah, so it's just really fucking crazy, but I just feel like this is important because for me, I remembered this one. We'll just go ahead and start with this. This was my, I was 17. So let's see, it was my sophomore, or wait, it was my junior year. Yeah, it was right around my junior year spring break where COVID happened and we never went back to school. And I was hanging out with my shitty shit shit boyfriends. I don't know. I think, yeah. You know, obviously we know I got my validation from men. Oh, and all the trigger warnings before this, we're going to talk about sexual assault. We're going to talk about some nasty fucking shit. That's really gross. So please take care of yourself if this isn't safe for you to hear right now. Please, like, come back another time. But yeah, I love you. Take care of yourself. And so anyway, I, yeah, had these horrible friends, which I've brought up a couple of them a few times, but I don't know. I mean, I was friends with this group of guys and it was like, there was a big group of guys. And so it like kind of my day to day was like hanging out with a different few of them. But one of them was pretty consistent. Like, he was kind of my best friend and we pretty much hung out every day. Anyway, he's the shittiest of them all. No, he's not. They're all shitty. I don't think there's levels. Okay. And I have a list of all the guys I'm supposed to get through today, but I don't think that's going to be it for some reason. So we talked about, yeah, okay, whatever. So I'm hanging out. I'm taking these three boys to go smoke weed. At this point, I do not smoke weed. I'm a cheerleader. I'm dedicated. And, bitch, I'm fucking terrified because I do random drug tests. So, at this point, I have smoked weed before, but, like, I do not be smoking. Like, I've probably smoked, like, 3 times over, like, the past year or something. Like, I really do not smoke. And I was just so embarrassed, like, I don't know, to cough. And so, like, that made it easier for me to not smoke around my friends. And, yeah, the drug test was terrifying, so absolutely not. So I'm literally just an Uber service driving these guys from one of their houses to another house because none of them can drive, and I'm a sorry ass bitch. I don't know what to tell you. And so I pick them up, and I had got them like Rillos, like cigarillos. I don't know what the official term is, but you know what you roll a blunt out of. And so I picked those up for them, and then I was driving them from one place to another. And I don't think I knew that they had weed in my car. I might have, but I don't. I think I was like, yeah, no, I don't want weed in my car. Like, I'm not comfortable with that. Like, I'll take y'all to go smoke, but like, no weed in my car. I think that was the situation. When I first picked them up. And so then there was one in the front seat and two in the back seat. And the two in the back seat were like my closest kind of friends. Like, I really did love them. Like, I really, like, they were my good friends. Like, we spent a lot of time together. And the one in the front seat, I mean, like, we were cool, but we didn't really have, like, a one-on-one kind of relationship. Like, I don't think we would, like, if we were alone together, we would just be like, oh, yep, hey, like, I don't know. But, yeah, the other two, like, we spent a lot of time alone, and, like, we would just talk and, like, I don't know, like, be friends. But, anyway, so I'm driving them. And we passed multiple cops. Like, we probably passed four cops and nothing, no issue. Then we, a cop turns around and he was going the other way. We just were passing him. And he turns around in the road, follows us. And I'm like, guys, there's a fucking cop behind us. And we're all like, what the fuck? What the fuck? So these kids start eating the weed. Literally eating the weed. It was disgusting. And I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm like, I don't know what y'all are fucking doing, but y'all better figure this shit out. Like, I'm not fucking getting in trouble for this. This is y'all's shit. I'm literally your Uber driver right now. And so I get pulled over. I park in front of my elementary school in a church. And the cop comes up to my window. And he's like, do you know why I pulled you over? And I was like, no, like, I don't. And because genuinely, I wasn't doing anything wrong. I know for a fact, 1,000,000,000%, I wasn't doing anything wrong. And he's like, oh, well, your brights were on. And I was like, I'm really not trying to argue with you. Like, I'm sorry, but like, I don't use my brights. Like, I know that they weren't on. And he was like, like, get out of the car. And I was like, okay. And so I didn't grab anything. I just got out of the car. I didn't even grab my phone. And he's like, okay, I'm going to have you come back here. This literally happened so fucking fast. And like, this was like, I had had like a couple speeding tickets before this, but like really nothing crazy. Like, I was really a good ass fucking kid. I like, I don't know who the fuck kind of NASCAR driver I thought I was. So I did have a, like, I think two speeding tickets at this point, but that was it. Like, the first one. Well, the first one, I didn't get a ticket. I just got pulled over, and, like, I'm, like, on the phone with my mom. I'm in her car, and I'm like, Mom, like, I don't know what's going on. And so then my mom is, like, he's, like, asking for shit, and my mom is on the phone in the car. And so, like, they started talking, and then, like, he ended up talking to my mom, and he was like, you know, I'm gonna let you go away because I think your mom is gonna handle this. I was like, okay. And then, yeah, I think I had, like, so, like, one official speeding, like, one thing on my record. I was, like, other than the speeding, I was a really good kid. I was so scared to break rules. I was really close to my mom. She knew everything. Like, I had drank before, but, like, my mom knew. Like, she, yeah, I wasn't hiding anything. I had nothing to hide except for my sex life, because what the fuck? But, like, overall, I was a really good kid, and I'm not a liar. And so this was, like, my first, like, real interaction with the cop. And so, anyway, yeah, I didn't, I was terrified. So he has me get out of the car, and I was terrified to be like, I'm not using my brights, but deadass, I know for a fucking fact I wasn't. Literally, I don't use my brights. And they can't pull you over for that. Like, that's not really something. So there's a lot of things wrong with this, but I don't know, just like, yeah, whatever. So I was like, yeah, like, I'm really sorry, like, I'm not trying to argue, but like, I know my brights weren't on, because they weren't, bitch. And he was just like, get out of the car. Because he didn't have anything to say, because he knew I wasn't fucking dumb bitch. But whatever. He's a big man, so whatever. So he has me get out of the car. I walk to the back. He's asking me all these questions. He's like, is there weed in your car? Is there weed in your car? Do you smoke weed? Da 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 da. And I was like, no, like, I don't know. Like, I don't, like, I don't have weed in my car. Like, I don't really know. Like, I'm just driving them to their friend's house. Like, I don't really fucking know what's going on. And he's like, so is there a chance that there's weed in your car? And is like grilling me, like asking me, he's like, do you smoke? Do they smoke? Is there this? Is there this? And I didn't know that you could lie to a cop. Like, I literally thought I was gonna go to jail. I did not know what the fuck to do. So I was just like, I don't know. Like, I know that they've smoked weed before. So, like, there might be weed in my car, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. But at this point, I knew there was weed in my car because they just tried to take it out to eat it. And, well, I guess I didn't know if there was weed. I knew that they're, like, they had just ate all the weed that was in my car. So I don't know. I literally didn't know if there was weed in my car. So I was like, I don't know. I don't know. And he was like, okay. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have to search your car. And we're gonna search all of y'all. And so I'm like, okay, like, I don't really know what to do. And he's a man, of course. And then there's also these three boys in my car who are all turned around looking, of course, trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. And he calls for backup. And so he gets his backup, another man cop. And they have their spotlight on me. I'm standing behind my car and in front of the cop car. And he's like, okay, what kind of bra are you wearing? And I was like, I'm wearing a sports bra. And he was like, okay, I need you to hold it out and shake. Bitch, what? So I just like, pull it out, not up, literally just out, and I shake my shirt a little bit. And I'm crying because this is humiliating and dehumanizing and degrading and disgusting and literally assault. This is literally assault. You didn't know that? I didn't fucking know that. And so yeah, he has me to pull my shirt out and shake my bra out and shake it. And so yeah, I at this point I'm crying pretty fucking hard. I have five guys watching me shake my tits. And not just that, then he goes, shake it harder. Literally told me to shake my titties harder. And I did, because I didn't know what the fuck to do. I didn't know, like, I just knew he was a man, so he couldn't touch me, but I didn't know this was assault. You want to think that a cop, like, someone who's, like, job is made to protect, like, wants to like be a good person, but like literally like bitch, you're so dumb. And so yeah, I literally am sitting here shaking my titties with five guys watching me. Dun dun dun. That's disgusting. I'm kind of thinking of going to the police station and just being like, "Hey, like can I get that body cam footage?" Like, 'cause that's crazy. And literally, this whole situation is just so dehumanizing. Like, that was the worst of it for me. I was literally bawling, and he's making me shake my titties in front of everyone. And then it gets fucking worse. No, it doesn't. But, oh, sorry. I thought that was gonna be quieter. But anyway, so I shake my fucking titties around, and then he tells me to go sit on the curb in front of the church, of course. So I'm sitting there, and then motherfucker, I'm sitting in fucking ants. So he has me move to the, like, further down on the curb. And then he pulls the boys out one by one and is searching them. So I had a pair of jean shorts in my back seat that were obviously mine that I wasn't wearing. I just had jean shorts in my back seat. These two lovely boys in my car decided to put their vapes in the pockets of my jean shorts. Because all three of them had vapes. We had the cigarillos, and then there was weed. So, two of them put their vape in my jean shorts. They put the cigarillos in the back pocket of the, passenger front seat. They just tuck it in that pocket behind the seat. And then they put the weed under the driver's seat, under my seat. And all this is in my car. So this is great. And so the first one gets searched and he has nothing. So they tell him to come sit on the curb. The second one gets searched and he has his vape in his shoe, like in between his sock and his shoe under his foot. And so they find that. And then the third one gets nothing. So then we're all sitting on the curb. They're searching the car. They search the car forever. We're sitting there. And in this time, these boys, two of them, one of them is sitting there. And, you know, maybe he's not a complete piece of shit. He's definitely better than these two guys, but I don't know. I feel like this whole situation is just so fucked that I look at them all in a disgusting way, and I'm not sorry, honestly. I was about to say I'm sorry, but I'm not. Like, this is fucking disgusting. But you know what? There is a better person. One of the guys is at least, like, I don't even know, a better person than these two. So that one guy is just sitting there hanging out, stressing out. I'm stressing out. And then these other two guys are telling me, they're like, Brittany, you know, like, you can't rat us out, like, bro code, like, you can't rat us out, you can't say that this shit is ours, like, bro code, blah, 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 pretty much telling me to take the blame for all of their shit. And I was like, like, that's not bro code, like, I, like, bro code would just be, like, owning up for your own shit if you're getting caught for it, like, what you're telling me to do is the opposite of bro code. But I don't know, I was literally sitting there crying, and I was so mad at them, and I was like, fuck you guys, like, I can't believe you're doing this, I can't believe you're trying to tell me to take the blame, like, y'all need to be honest, like, this is your fucking shit. And they're like, no, like, we're just not gonna, no one's gonna rat anyone out, like, just, like, don't say anything, Brittany, don't say anything. So they're pretty much sitting here saying, blame Brittany. That's literally what their plan was. Like, they probably had this all planned out while I was behind the car shaking my fucking titties. And they're like, we're gonna blame it all on her. Like, let's blame it all on her. So, big fuck you, you stupid cock-sucking motherfucker. S. Because there's two of you motherfuckers and I fucking hate you. And I, sorry, this isn't it. Sorry, getting a little heated. And so, anyway, the cop decides, once we're getting back, like, they get done searching the car, they've gathered whatever they're finding, I guess. They don't show us, which is also, like, wrong. Like, there's just so many things wrong with this entire situation, and I had no fucking idea. Yeah, so it's like the cops did so many things wrong, obviously the sexual assault, they didn't show us anything that they found in my car, yeah, no, sexual assault, like, period, like, that's enough, okay, and the boys are just such shitholes, and so they take the first one back, and he was, 18, so they didn't have to call his parents or anything, they were just kind of like, gave him his ticket, and it was whatever, like, it really wasn't a big deal, okay, sorry, so then, what they say is, they say, oh, well, they said that they found weed, and one of these little fucking rats was like, oh, like, well, like, how much did you find, like, how much does there have to be for you to be able to charge, and it's like, arguing with the fucking cop, like, a little fucking pipsqueak, god, I fucking hate him. He's like trying to like be cool and like talk to the cop, and he's like, well, da da da, like argue with a fucking cop like a fucking stupid dumb cunt. And the cop is like, just a smokable amount, like that's literally it. So we found that. We found two vapes and we found Rillos. And so then they're like, okay, Brittany, we found two vapes in your jean shorts. And so one of the boys, the one who's, like, the good guy in this situation, I guess, and he's like, that was my vape, like, it was mine, and the cops were like, well, why were they in her jean shorts? Like, why were they in her jean shorts? Why were they in your shorts? Why were they in your shorts? And I was like, I don't know, probably because you took me out of the car first, and so all these boys had access to my car, and they all had shit on them. I didn't say that, but I was just like, I don't know, like, it's not mine, I promise. And this cop is, like, grilling me. And then, yeah, that guy was like, like, it's my vape, like, it's mine, and whatever. And, yeah, fucking took ownership for his fucking shit. Cool, thanks, like, god, thanks for doing, like, what you're supposed to do, you fucking fuck. Anyway. And so, yeah, then they give him his ticket for his vape, and that's whatever, he gets in the car, he's fine, whatever. Then the second guy goes, and, as he's getting up, he's like, Brittany, don't say anything. Boy code, boy code, boy, bro code, bro code. And so then I'm sitting there on the curb with this fucking dumbass. And this one is younger. He's like, I don't, 15 maybe? Yeah, he was younger than us, but I don't know. We became friends with him because there was this other kid who was friends with him who started bringing him to, like, parties and stuff and bringing him out all the time. And I don't know. Like, I ended up becoming close friends with this kid, which, yeah, I don't know. Weird as fuck, but whatever. And so, obviously, he's the youngest, so they're waiting to, like, give him his ticket last because they will have to call his mom. Because 17 is, like, the legal age in Texas, and so the rest of us were 17 or older, and so, whatever, so, oh, and at this point, I've asked to call my mom, like, 5 times, and they've said no. They're like, no, you can't call your mom, no, you can't call your mom, which, like, they should have let me call my mom. Fuckers. Like, I think they're supposed to let me, even though 17 is the age, like, I feel like, I think they're supposed to let me call my mom. But whatever. Maybe not. But I asked to call my mom so many times and I'm literally crying and flipping the fuck out and, like, it was horrible. And so then the two guys are back in the car and they're talking to the last one and, yeah, that's a whole thing. They have to call his mom. They have to do all this shit. They've got, like, all this stuff. And so then he gets back in the car. And then they call me back there and then the guy's like, first of all, like, I just want to say, like, I know it's not really my place, but I just want to let you know, like, these guys were all trying to, like, blame this stuff on you, and I could tell, like, that some of this stuff wasn't yours, but, like, since it's your car and no one fessed up, like, I do have to put the weed on you because no one fessed up to it, even though, like, I don't know if it's yours, but I don't know, like, I did give the Rillo ticket to the other guy because he was able to tell me exactly where they were in the car, but he was saying that it was yours and you put them there. And so I was like, God, like, oh my God, fuck y'all. And yeah, so then the cop, yeah, was telling me I shouldn't be friends with him and that he was giving me a drug charge and, like, I don't know, all this fucking stuff, and it was so shitty, and, yeah, wouldn't let me call my mom. And so then I get back in the car, and they're all like, oh my God, like, Brittany, I can't believe we got this, I can't believe we got this, and I'm like, fuck all of you, I got fucking charged for your fucking weed, that's the worst fucking charge of these all, y'all are charged with fucking nicotine, like, are you fucking joking me? Fuck y'all. I was so pissed, and, yeah, they were just fucking assholes. And honestly, I should have left them there and told them to get their own ride. I don't know why I let them back in my car. The most embarrassing part of all of this is I stayed friends with them after that for a while. Like, they're the ones who ended our friendship, which is insane to me. Like, God, that poor girl. Like, that's just a poor little girl. But whatever, anyway, and so then I go home and I'm, like, on the phone with my mom, or I, like, finally see my mom and I'm like, they wouldn't let me call you, like, I don't know what to do, like, I'm fucking crying, and they're all just, like, mad at me or something, and, yeah, so I take them home and then I go home and, yeah, I don't even fucking know, and so, and this is, like, a little bit of a side story, but then the next morning my cheer coach called me. And she was like, hey, like, are you home? Like, I just want to come by and talk to you about something. Like, can I come by at some point today? And this was literally the day after this happened. And it happened at, like, midnight. And so I was like, how does she fucking know? But I live in a shithole tiny ass fucking town where everyone's obsessed with my fucking pussy. And not my pussy, just, like, me in general. But everyone, like, sorry. That wasn't a sexual thing. It was just, like, a thing. Like, everyone's up everyone's fucking pussy. But so news always traveled so fast, so I literally thought she was coming to kick me off the cheer squad because my coach had never texted me and asked to come talk to me at my fucking house. She said she wanted to talk to me and my mom, and so, yeah, I literally thought she was coming to kick me off the cheer squad, and luckily, like, it was just COVID, And she was just quitting and not coming back to cheer coaching, which, I mean, sucked, but it was like kind of like, oh, like at least I get to cheer. Like, it sucks that you're not gonna be there, but like at least I get to cheer. And yeah, so once she quit, then like a few months later, I was like, bitch, I have to tell you something. Like that day, I literally got a drug charge the night before, and like I thought you were coming to kick me off the squad, and da da da, like all this stuff. And so, anyway, the whole fucking thing, but pretty much that was a horrible assault that makes me want to freaking. Yeah, and then it's like, okay, so I recently found out that like that was assault. Like it always felt really gross, and I know I felt really weird about it, but like at the time, like I think I was just so worried about like the fact that I got a fucking drug charge. Like that was more insane than anything else. And so like I don't know, but it's like I'll tell people that story now and it's like everyone is like, oh my God, like I'm sorry that happened to you. Like that's so fucked up. Like I can't believe that you're shaking your fucking titties for all these guys. And I was like, well, it was a cop searching me. Like I don't really know what I'm supposed to do, but yeah, that's literally like not what they're supposed to do. And so yeah, and like I don't know. It's like, okay, so the fact that it's a cop is crazy. And I'm like, okay, like, obviously, this is my opinion. And if you're brave enough to go in the justice system, I think, hell yeah, I don't think that there's a right way to handle these situations. I think, whatever you do, I'm fucking proud of you. And, like, I don't know. Everyone handles their shit differently. So I'm about to say some shit, but this is only for me and my situation and my feelings about it. But like if you do go through the justice system, I'm not hating at all. I think that's so brave. I think that's so like right for you and like good fucking luck. I really like I have a lot of respect for you, whatever you do. Me, I'm like, okay, if I go to go through the justice system, when the justice system is made to protect and made to blah blah blah, and it's like also, cops like are supposed to be like part of this justice system, but it's a cop that assaulted me. Like, I just feel like this system is made for certain people. And it's like if you're not the most privileged of privileged and you don't have enough fucking money, you don't have more money than everybody else, then like yeah, sucks to suck. And so I just yeah, I don't feel like the justice system would be what's best for me in this situation. And so it's just like I just think that makes this so much more important, the fact that I'm sharing it here, because it's like since I'm not, they want you to just shut up. Really, everybody just wants you to shut the fuck up and figure your own fucking shit out, or don't suffer, literally suffer. And I just don't want to do that. And so I just feel like I can't financially go through the justice system, or I like the mentality, like that would just be a fucking lot. Like that's I don't think that's an option for me. And so I just feel like the only way that I can like get my power back kind of is like still voicing it and still putting it out there, because it's like if one person hears this and it changes anything for them, like that's all I care about. Like I just think it's so important to just like share like my story, and if it can help one person, like cool. Like that's what I want. And yeah, like I still want my life, like my perspectives, my stories to get out there, because I think it's important that all these stories are shared, just because I think, if I didn't share the story and so many people weren't like, yeah, that's assault. Yeah, that's assault. Then I wouldn't ever know that it was. And I would just feel like I'm fucking crazy and I'm disgusting and I'm like, why does this shit happen to me? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? But it's like, it's not what's wrong with me. It's what's wrong with the system. Because this happens to so many people. This happens to so many fucking people. And all these people are feeling small and dehumanized and degraded and disgusting and gross and crazy and all this stuff. And it's like, that's just not true at all. It's this system is fucked. And if everyone just stays quiet, then the system can keep working and keep fucking people, because like, people aren't doing things about it because people aren't going through the justice system because they've seen the justice system fail so many people, or for whatever reason, or financially, or this or that. Like, there's just so many reasons that this doesn't happen. And it's like, for me, I just can't sit here and not say anything now that I've realized all this shit. And it's like, I think that so much of this podcast is like, it's not that I have a huge audience or this giant voice or something, but saying it to these people around me, like, looking around here and being like, dude, what the fuck? Do you see this? Do you see this fucking shit that's happening? That's not okay. And it's like, there's power in numbers, and, like, there's so many more people who are oppressed than not, and you think that you're not, and you think that, you know, the justice system is made for you, and it's gonna take care of you, and it's gonna be here for you. But it's like, when it really comes down to it, like, the people who are supposed to protect you are usually the people who are hurting you. And so I just feel like it's important, because even if this changes one person's life, and someone who's like, you know, this happened to me and I feel so small, literally it's just shrinking you. I feel like that is the kind of the universal experience. Like, I think, you know, there's so many different ways that any kind of trauma impacts you, especially sexual trauma, but I just feel like the main thing is, like, it just makes you feel smaller. I feel like, yeah, it's a lot. That's the only generalization I can make, is you just feel smaller. You just feel smaller, and you're just being pushed, shrinking, and be quieter and smaller, and it's just dehumanizing. And so I just, yeah, I think it's really important that I share this, even if only one person hears it ever. Even saying it to myself, it's like, at least it's out there. Like, at least I fucking tried. Like, at least I said something. Like, at least I'm being able to regain my voice, and, like, I don't know. I'm crying, but I don't know. Like, I just think it's important a little bit. So, yeah. And yeah, anyway, so that was a really fucking crazy story, because it's like, I feel like that's a story that's really definitely showing me, because a lot of this, it's like, it's really hard to believe, and I'm like, am I just, like, victimizing myself? Like, how has this happened to me so many times? Like, how is this possible? And it's like, literally just the fact that I'm a woman in this world, and my tits play a huge factor into that. And it's not, I'm not at fault for having tits. It's your fault for sexualizing me and making it about my tits and seeing my tits as an object and seeing me as an object and treating me like that. And it's like, that's so fucked up. And it's like, I hate that you see my tits and it's a sexual thing for you. I just want my tits to be my fucking tits. I don't want it. Sex is all fucking weird to me, but, like, don't tell me my tits look good. Don't tell me, like, I don't want, like, just don't sexualize me. Just don't sexualize me. I don't want to be hot. I don't want to be sexy. Like, I just want, my boobs should just be irrelevant, honestly, and I want to get a breast reduction, and then that's just weird, because it's like, I shouldn't have to do this for you to be able to control yourself. You should just be able to not fucking sexualize my tits. I shouldn't need to cover them. I shouldn't need to get them smaller. I shouldn't need to do this. You're the issue. You're the issue. The system is the issue. The box is the issue. These conditionings, these ways of life, like, the all these things that we're taught, and, like, to look at boobs and say, oh, that's hot. Oh, that's sex. Like, I wanna, like, something sexual. Like, my tits are just my fucking body. It's just my fucking tits. You know what I'm saying? And that's my issue, and that's what I want to change. I don't want to have to be wearing a fucking t-shirt every single day for you to not sexualize me. Like, that's not what it is. You should just not sexualize me. And it's just really fucking crazy. But anyway, so yeah, having five guys watch me shake my fucking tits while I was crying was extremely dehumanizing and disgusting. And it's like, there's body cam footage of that somewhere. Which is crazy, like, crazy. Like, they really have that on video, and you're telling me no one watched that video and said, what the fuck? That's insane, bro. Okay. Anyway, Then I have two shitholes who one of these guys was in that car. And, I don't know. Our whole friendship was just kind of a fucking wreck. But we became best friends. Me and literally two of these guys that were in the backseat of that car that day. I hung out with them so much. I was super close with them. Looking back on it now, no, I wasn't. They were literally just using me. They would come over to my house and we would just hang out and they would just like smoke their little pins. And because like we would just hang out in my room and like my mom, trust me, I'm a fucking good kid. She doesn't think anything is like inappropriate is happening or anything. And because it's like if she came in, we would all just be sitting there hanging out talking or watching something or like fucking swimming in the pool. Like we were always fucking doing something, but they were also just smoking their weed and smoking their vapes. Like it, yeah. So it was like they, yeah, would just do that at my house. And then I would drive. I could drive before pretty much all of them. And so I was just a fucking Uber driver. And also like, this is embarrassing in any way, shape or form, but I got an allowance. So I had some money and like, yeah, then they would get stoned and get the munchies and then they would text me and say they're hungry and I would literally go and get them food. And sometimes they would pay me and sometimes they wouldn't. And sometimes I would get to hang out with them after that and sometimes I wouldn't. Like it was super fucking shitty, but I felt what I got out of that is like, I felt like they loved me. I feel like they needed me, you know, like they're hungry. They're texting me like they want to go here. They are texting me. And it's like, not just because I have a car and money. Like I thought it was like specific to me, but really like really was just getting fucking used all around. And anyway, like I, yeah, was super close with the one who was younger. And, anyway, like, he just kind of started acting like the rest of them. Because he was, like, at first, he was super cool. And, like, I felt like he was, like, a good person. Where the rest of them, it was, like, they were all just, like, kind of, like, I look at this differently now, and I'm more careful with these words now. But at the time, I definitely just thought the rest of these guys were kind of bums. And I kind of did look down on them a little bit. Like, I was kind of like, yeah, like, whatever. I like that they're giving me attention, and I like that they need me, and I'm friends with them. But, like, I don't think these are really people that, like, I'm able to have these deeper conversations and, like, really connect with. But I don't know. For this one, like, because he was, I don't know, younger and not around these guys as much. Like, we kind of hung out a lot. And so, I don't know, like, there was still, he wasn't really, like, a bum to me. And then, yeah, the more we hung out, he was hanging out with them more, and he just started acting like them more, and he was kind of an asshole more. And it's, like, I knew that they were assholes to me, because I had these two friends who I would, like, other guy friends who were really not part of this friend group, and I like Snapchatted them and I would be like, dude, like these guys are shitty, like I don't know what to do, like I don't know why I'm friends with them, but I'm still friends with them, but I know I shouldn't be, and like I don't know why I kept being friends with them. I was getting so much validation from it, I guess, but yeah, I literally knew how shitty it was, what the things that they were doing to me. And, yeah, he was kind of someone that I confided in about how shitty they were to me, but, like, I couldn't just not be friends with them. But then he turned into them. And so there was just one day where I couldn't really take it anymore. And he had this girlfriend who didn't like me because me and him were friends, which I have a lot of feelings about, you know, like, letting your significant other of the opposite sex be friends with people who are the opposite sex of them, so the same sex as you, like having your boyfriend be friends with other girls if you're straight. And obviously in high school it's like that cannot happen, like people are fucking insane. And so she hated me, and also the slut shaming was still happening. Everyone and their fucking mom thought I was a fucking slut literally because I had tits, so there was that aspect too. And so she like would try to like start these fights between me and him and like do all this shit all the time. And this had happened with a few other of his girlfriends. Like, he's broken up with a few girls because he was like, okay, like, Brittany's literally just my friend. We're not a thing. Like, if you can't handle that, like, fuck you. And so, like, that was cool at first because it's like, dude, like, we're literally just friends. Like, if I wanted him, like, if we wanted each other, we could have had each other. But obviously, we didn't. And anyway, all of that to say, there was one night where I had just had enough. And I was close with his mom because me and him hung out a lot, and we hung out a lot at his house and like with his mom. And so I had built like a strong relationship with her, and she had like made like she had like a little like cricket thing. And so she had made me a bunch of shit, and like I don't know, I just had a relationship with her. And so I text her and I was like, hey, like I love you, and like, you know, I'm really grateful for like everything you've ever done and always letting me come to your house and hang out and like making me all this shit. Like, I'm really thankful for you, but like I just like I can't be friends with him anymore. Like, it's not really healthy for me. Like, I just like I need to get out of this, and I love you. I'm sorry. That was pretty much what the text said. I don't know word for word. I could probably look it up. I probably still have it. But yeah, it was pretty much just saying I'm not friends with him anymore, which I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I would still send that text today. Like, I feel like it's a little like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I would do today. But anyway, the girlfriend was at his house at the time and saw my name pop up on the mom's phone. Didn't read the text. Literally just went to him and said, Brittany just told your mom that you smoke weed and you vape and you do all this shit and like snitched on you. So then immediately he texts me and he says, like, fuck you, you fucking bitch. I can't believe you would snitch on me, and blocked me. And then in like the next 20 minutes, I get like probably like seven more texts from seven different guys saying, fuck you, you stupid snitch. Like, I can't believe you snitched. I thought we were closer than this. Like, I thought we were friends. Like, fuck you. None of them gave me the benefit of the doubt. Immediately, all of them were just like, you're a snitch. Fuck you. And I just got blocked by all of my friends and all the guys that I got so much validation from. Literally, like, my purpose was like in their hands, pretty much. And they all just like called me a snitch and blocked me before I could even say anything. And so I pretty much lost all my friends in a day. Like, obviously, I saw Jalen and Giselle and like my girlfriends and stuff, but like, considering that my validation was all from these guys, like, that was like, I had no worth. I literally had no worth. And so it was really upsetting and really fucking hard. And it was kind of at like the beginning of the week. I'm pretty sure it happened on like a Tuesday or something. And we had a pep rally Friday. And of course, I'm fucking cheer captain and we're playing a fucking game. And so I have to go up and explain the game. And so the MC is like, oh, and like now Brittany is gonna come up and explain the game. And literally, like a group of like 10 or 15 guys, like a big group of guys, all started booing me in front of my entire school at a pep rally. And oh my God, yeah, it was so horrible. It was extremely embarrassing. And yeah, so yeah, I got booed by everyone who I thought was my friend in front of my entire school. And then after the pep rally, they got a few of them got called to the office and got talked to for booing me at a pep rally. And they literally were like, oh, and you can't even fucking, like, of course you had to snitch about that too. Like, now you're even more of a snitch. And it's like, I didn't have to snitch. Like, the whole entire school heard you booing. All the teachers, all the principals, everyone everywhere heard you booing me. Like, it's not a secret. It wasn't something I snitched out. Like, you booed me in front of everyone, loud as fucking shit. Like, obviously, they heard it, and that's why you got talked to. And yeah, so that was a super fucking shitty day, and it was like, obviously a lot more fucked up because it was literally something I didn't even do. I didn't even snitch. Like, are you fucking joking me? I didn't even snitch. And it's like, also, this was one of the kids who was in the car when I got a drug charge, and he was the young one, so he had to call his mom and tell his mom that he vaped. She knew that he smoked weed and vape, and she would literally ask me about it all the time, and I would just be like, I don't know, I don't know. I would not rat him out because that's putting me in such a fucking awkward place, okay? So I didn't snitch. Let me just set the record straight. I did not snitch on this little fucking shit. I should have. Fuck that bitch. I should have called the cops. I should have snitched full the fuck out. Go to jail, bitch. No. No. I wouldn't do that. But anyway, that was super hurtful. And then that guy that I was telling y'all about in the last episode, Rufus, I think is what I was calling him. Yeah. Who I had a massive crush on at this point, and he was like, "So I heard you're a snitch." And I was like, "No, bitch, I'm not." Which he was like, I don't think he was a bad kid. Like, he vaped, but I don't, like, he didn't smoke weed. And he was never at my, like, we never hung out outside of school ever. And so, like, he wasn't, it's not like I was snitching on him, but he was friends with these guys. And so, like, he, I don't know, he stayed friends with me, but he did, like, fuck with me about it. And, like, I was just like, dude, like, this really isn't funny. Like, I literally have no friends right now because they all think I'm a snitch. And I'm like, I'm literally, like, not. And, but yeah, I remember him coming up and making a joke about it. And, like, that, like, crushed me, honestly. Like, that pissed me off more than anything else. Losing all my friends, like, having my biggest crush ever thinking I'm a fucking snitch. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, he literally made that comment. And then I was like, we talked about it. Like, he, yeah, didn't really give a fuck about it. And we stayed friends. So, whatever. But yeah, so why do I hate men? This is why, bitch. Okay, and then the rest of these hopefully are gonna be fast. Okay. So, sophomore year summer, because we, the last episode, we kind of left off of like my breakup with my boyfriend and then the next guy I liked, but nothing really that crazy. And, sorry. Okay, and so then it was the summertime, and I like hadn't had sex in over a year, and I thought that was weird because like I thought I was just supposed to like have sex. At this point, all my friends are having sex, and like I don't know, like I just haven't had sex, and so I feel like I'm supposed to have sex because everyone else is having so much sex and they love sex and sex is so great. And so I go to this party and I plan on hooking up with my friend's brother. My friend knows this, okay? My friend is aware of this at this point. And then he ends up, like, there was some other girl that he was talking to there. And so I was like, okay, that's not gonna work. And so then there's this one kid and he's like, everyone's like, hook up with him, like, hook up with him. And I'm like, ew. Like, and at this point, I'm kind of a fucking man eater because fuck men, but I wanna have sex. And this is my first time ever, like, hooking up with anyone. And I just, like, needed, I hadn't gotten over my ex yet, and it's been so long. And, like, I just feel like, you know, get under somebody to get over somebody or something. So I just needed to have a hookup. And, like, that was literally all the thought behind it. I just needed to hook up with someone because I needed to have sex. And so this guy's like, oh, like, let's have sex. Like, I'll have sex with you. I'll have sex with you. Like, I want to have sex with you. And I was like, you're disgusting. Like, I do not want to have sex with you. And as the night went on, like, he just kept on. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, if I have to have sex with you, I have to be drunk as fuck. Like, I do not want to do this. And anyway, yeah, he ended up, like, I got drunk as fuck. And I hooked up with him. And ew, it was disgusting, honestly. I literally was so drunk, so I just like laid on my back and laid there and didn't participate at all. And Yeah, he fucked me and then he got up and then he was like, "What would you rate that?" Like, I would rate that like a 9 out of 10. Like, what would you rate that? And I was like, "Bitch, get the fuck out." A one. And yeah, he left and yeah, we never talked again. And so that was a super, like, I guess it was consensual because I wanted to hook up with someone, but I think the whole situation was just like weird and like, yeah, shouldn't have happened, but it did, and whatever. Like, it was just like that was my first hookup, and I feel like it had an impact on me because I was just like, I thought this was supposed to make me feel better, but like, what the fuck was that? Like, what the fuck was that? And anyway, then the next year, or I don't know, at some point, I had dated this guy. I met him on like Hinge or Tinder or Bumble or something. I don't fucking know. Some dating app. And we dated for like a month or so. Like, we went on like a few dates and hung out a few times. And like, there was one night he was supposed to come watch me cheer at a basketball game. And he was like, "Okay, I'm on my way." And then, like, ghosted and like didn't say anything and he never showed up. And so, like, in between games, I'm like trying to go over and text and be like, "Hey, like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? I thought you were on your way. You're still not here. Like, the game's, like, the last game is about to start. What's going on?" And nothing, nothing, nothing. And so, yeah, I was not getting any texts. So then, once the game's over, I'm like trying to call him and trying to figure out because I haven't heard from him, and his last text was saying he's on his way. And like, I don't, did something happen? Is he okay? And then he just texts me and says, "I'm at the hospital." And so I'm like, holy fuck. And I'm trying to text him, and he's not answering anything. So I go to, oh, sorry, I accidentally said what town it was in, so I had to go back and delete that. But he texts me and says, "I'm in the hospital in blank." And it's like a city nearing mine, and there's a few hospitals. And so I go because one of them is really close, and we always go to Whataburger after the games. And so I was like, "We'll just go on our way to Whataburger." So we go there, and I'm like, "Hey, like, is blah, blah, blah here? Is blah, blah, blah here?" And they're like, "No." And I'm like, "Okay, like, what the fuck?" And so then I'm like, "Okay, I have to go to the other hospital. Like, I'm freaking the fuck out. I don't know what to do." So I go to the other hospital, and I'm like, "Is blah, blah, blah here?" And they're like, "No." And I'm like, "Okay, like, what the fuck?" So I just, like, leave, and me and my friends go to Whataburger, and I don't know what the fuck happens. Like, yeah, I don't hear from him for a while. And then I think, like, later that night, like, way later, he eventually calls me and is like, "Sorry, I had to take my grandpa to the hospital. Like, something happened." Like, whatever. It was turned out to be this whole thing. So I was just like, "Okay, whatever. Like, you know, I hope your grandpa's okay. Like, whatever the fuck." And so then, like, that was kind of weird, but it didn't, I don't know. It wasn't anything like I thought he was taking his grandpa to the hospital. Like, grandpa hospital, yeah. Like, why would I question that? And so then there was another time we were gonna hang out, and I don't remember, but something else happened. And so I was like, "Okay, like, this is just getting a little weird. Like, what's going on?" And then Valentine's Day, we're supposed to hang out, and he sends me a picture, and it's like this big blue teddy bear and like all these flowers, like bunches of flowers. And he's like, "I'm on my way. Like, I'm coming to see you." And I was like, "Okay, that's kind of weird that he sent me a picture of what he got me instead of like surprising me with it, but whatever, I guess. Like, I don't know." So I thought that was a little weird, but I was like, "I mean, whatever. Like, it's okay. He's coming to see me. Like, he got me this shit. Cool." And he says he's on his way. And then he ghosts me. And so I'm like, "What in the fuck?" And at this point, he's ghosted me. So he goes to me on Valentine's Day, whenever he was supposed to, like, I was like getting ready for our date. Like, what a stupid bitch. But yeah, and so then I don't hear from him for days. And so then I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So, and he's told me that he doesn't have social media. And so I haven't tried to look him up because he doesn't have it. Or I have tried to look him up and nothing's popped up, I guess. And so at this point, I'm trying to find everything. I'm trying to find. So then I end up finding his sister. And so, honestly, I think I DM'd her. I think I DM'd his sister, and I was like, "Yo, like I'm talking to your brother. Like we've been dating for a while. Like is like, can like is he okay? Can you don't text me or something?" And I never got a response for that, but I ended up digging more. And I found his ex-girlfriend in quotation marks, his ex-girlfriend's Twitter. And so I'm scrolling and there's a lot of pictures of him on there. And so I'm like, okay, this is weird, but like maybe they're old, like maybe they're old. Maybe I don't know. And then I find it says a name. And it's pictures of him, but it's not his, what he told me his name was. And so it's like his real name and his fake name was Brendan and Brandon. So I don't remember which one was the fake name and which one was the real name. But yeah, he pretty much just switched his name and told me that his name was, yeah, either Brendan and it was Brandon, or he told me it was Brandon and it was Brendan. I think he told me Brendan, but his real name was Brandon. I don't know. But anyway, so yeah, I find out his name. And so then I find this girlfriend. I find her Instagram. And I do my little, "Hey, girly. Like, just want to let you know. Like, I have been dating your boyfriend. What looks like to be your." Because she posted a pic, her Instagram, like, she had posted a picture of him, like, the day before, like Valentine's or something. And so I was like, "Hey, like, I just want to let you know, like, I've been dating your man, and like he hadn't answered my text in a few days, so like I just did some digging and like I found your Instagram and like I found that you're still posting, so I just want to let you know, like, your man is cheating on you." And she's like, "No, he's not. Who are you? Like, that's impossible." And I was like, "Okay, like, I'm sorry, like, it's not, like, did he get you this big giant teddy bear for Valentine's Day and all these flowers? And it was like a blue teddy bear and like this and this." And she's like, "Yeah, but like, why would you know that? Like, how do you know that?" And I was like, "Well, he sent me a picture and told me it was for me. Like, I'm not lying to you. I have no reason to lie. Like, I've been dating him for like a few months. Like, do like we take pictures together? Like, I can show you if you want." And she's like, "Yeah, show me." And so I sent her pictures because literally on our first date, like, I didn't collect those till after, but he was like, "Oh, yeah, like, we can take pictures and you can post me. Like, I don't mind at all. Like, I just want to show you, like, I do really like you and, like, I want to be with you. Like, so, like, I don't care if you're posting pictures or anything." And so, like, I mean, to me, I was like, okay, like, he's loyal. So we had taken pictures together and I had posted him because he said post him. So I was like, okay, fuck. Yeah. So anyway, all that happened and she was like mad at me and like she was like saying, "Well, oh, well, we live together, so there's no way he could have done that. There's no way he could have done that." And I was like, "Well, that's really weird. Like, he told me that he lives with his grandparents because his parents died, and like I don't like he told me that he goes to this high school and he told me like this and this, and like I told him that I wanted to go to this college and he said that he wanted me to go to this college so we could be together whenever we go to college because he wants to go to that college." And like he was literally trying to get me to change what college I wanted to go to. Then I find out his parents are alive. He lives with her. They've been together for years. They're in college. They go to the college that I wanted, that I told him I wanted to go to, that he was saying, "Oh, well, maybe I can get you to change your mind and come to this college with me." No, that's because he didn't want me to go to college with him and his girlfriend. And yeah, he was in college. I was in high school, so he lied about his age. Yeah, he lied about his parents dying. He lied about where he lived. He lied about who he was. He lied about his fucking name. He lied about social media. Like, he was just, yeah, a huge fucking liar. And I told her all of this. And, like, yeah, because at that point, I think I was a junior in high school. So, and he was in college. So, I was, like, probably, like, I think I was, let's see. I think I was 17. And so he was like 20 something. Wow, weird as fuck, creepy, but whatever. So that obviously had a huge impact on me, because what the fuck. Let's see. Then one time I was at this Halloween party with my friends. We were so fun, we were so cool. And I like blacked the fuck out this night. I don't remember a single thing from this night at all. Like, I hardly remember shit. Until after we left, I was sitting on the ground, and then I threw up a ton. I threw up all over my friend's car. Shout out Jalen. There's literally throw up stains in that car. She doesn't have that car anymore, but I tried to get them out so many times and they would not come out. Like, I threw the fuck up and it was disgusting. And so I remember a little bit after that, because I was like, guys, we have to pull over. So we pulled over on the side of like a main road, and I'm laying face down in the grass. And then they were like, a cop was pulling up. And so I literally just jumped up and got in the car as fast as I can, because that was after my drug charge. So you tell me a cop, bitch, I ain't fucking playing. And so I'm just sitting in the car, and the cops pull up and they're like, is she okay? And my friend's like, my friend that's driving, she is sober. She's good to go. She's great. But she's like, yeah, like, she's just car sick. Like, she just gets car sick. And the cop's like, are you sure? Like, she doesn't look okay. And my friend's like, yeah, no, like, she's okay. She just gets car sick. And the cops were like, okay, like, y'all have a good night. And drove away. So, I don't know what the fuck. We were underage. We were, like, there was, yeah, could have been really fucking bad. But you say cop, bitch, I'm in that fucking car fast as hell. But anyway, that's all I remember from this night. And, like, we were at a whole party before this. And it was at this guy's house. And he invited me. And I, like, I know that he had a crush on me. And he had mentioned, like, a few things to me before. And I just always, like, was kind of respectfully, no. I was like, we're friends. We can still hang out. Like, whatever, you know. Like, I'm, like, you know, I like hanging out at your house. I like the parties. Like, I, yeah, like, we're friends. But, no. But apparently, not apparently, all my friends told me that I made out with him this night. Like, we, like, made the fuck out. And, yeah, I, like, don't remember that at all. I don't remember anything from that party at all. Like, I, yeah, I don't remember any of that. I don't know what happened, but I feel like I might have gotten roofied, because I've blacked out multiple times, bitch. And anytime I've ever blacked out, I remember bits and pieces, and I've gone hard as fucking shit. I know that I've drank way more than I did that night, and I've still, like, I've never had no memory of the entire night. But yeah, this night, I don't remember anything, and I made out with him. Like, that, I don't know, that just seems a little, like, weird. Like, I wasn't really a get drunk and make out at party. I don't know. I had done that before, but never, like, blacked out. But anyway, like, yeah, so that really grosses me out, and that really, like, scared the fuck out of me, because, like, I didn't remember it at all. Literally not, like, a single second. So, and I was so ill. I was throwing up so fucking much. Like, I was so, so sick. So, I don't know what happened. I think I may have gotten roofied, but clearly there's no way to prove that now. So, I don't know, but I think so. So, obviously, that scared the fuck out of me, because I was, like, getting drunk and making out with a guy at a party, and I have no memory of it. And I know that I had no attraction to this guy. Like, there was nothing, like, I definitely don't think, like, I would have made out with him at all. So, scary. Yeah. But anyway, that's that. Then I dated this one guy. We went on a few dates and we hung out a few times. And bitch, let me just tell you, like, okay. I don't know, like, he was really sweet, he was really gentle, and, like, he made me feel safe, but I sabotaged that because I was like, no, he's too nice for me, he's too nice, and I ghosted him, and that had a big impact on me because that was really fucking shitty, and, like, he texted me for days, and he was like, hey, are you okay, like, what's going on, like, did I do something, like, he was actually a good guy, but to me, since I had just been so used to getting treated like shit, yeah, I thought too nice was a bad thing. And I ghosted him. And yeah, that hurts my feelings now because I think it's so shitty. Ghosting is so fucked up. Like, I think that's super immature and shitty. So I really regret doing that. So there's a regret. I said I didn't have any regrets. I regret ghosting this guy. That's the only guy I've ever ghosted. That's the only, like, I think that's the wrongest that I've ever done a guy. And yeah, I am sorry because he was really, really sweet and he was a good guy and bitch. Okay. Let's see. Damn. I kind of have a few more stories. I think we're gonna go and this episode is just gonna be a long one. Is that okay? I don't know if that's okay. Are you guys gonna listen to 2 hours of sad sexual abuse stories? Like, I don't know. We'll stop here for today and I'll just put a little line and then we'll talk about these in the next one. But anyway. So, yeah, when you ask me if I hate men, hell fucking yeah, I do, bitch. Like, this is horrible. This is so horrible and it just sucks that it's like this is what it's like being a girl in the world. And fuck. Like, I really don't even know what to say. That is pretty fucking crazy shit. These are some of the crazier stories. And you know what? We're only gonna be getting fucking crazier. Because the next ones are pretty crazy. So, I keep on saying that every time we get crazier. But really, all this shit has affected me the same. It's all built in to the same feelings and the same smallness and the same crazy fucking shit. So, yeah. But, I love you. Anything other than a yes is a no. And, yeah, I love you. I hope that, you know, you take care of yourself. And I just feel like my main issue was I just had no self at all. And I got all of my worth from boys telling me. And so I just kind of didn't know anything other than what they told me. So if they told me I was a piece of shit, I was a piece of shit. And if they told me I was good, then I was good. And if I felt like they needed me because they wanted me to run and get them food, all I saw was that they needed me. So, and cops aren't allowed to make you shake your fucking titties. In front of 5 guys too, bro. Like, that's crazy. And harder. Like, not just once, but twice. As I'm bawling my eyes out in front of 5 guys. Yeah, damn. Anyway, I love you. I hope you have a good day. Bye.